Every year, Mississippi lawmakers debate the amount of money to spend on education. As important, perhaps, is the question of how to spend money on education. If Mississippi is serious about improving public education, we need to improve the way we allocate the tax dollars that are available. For almost 30 years, Mississippi has had an antiquated funding formula known as the MAEP, or Mississippi Adequate Education Program. Complex and arcane, MAEP means we fund a system, not students. Under MAEP, the money doesn't always get where it's most needed, the classroom. The shortcomings of MAEP are widely accepted. Indeed, last year saw an 11th hour attempt by the Senate to change the MAEP formula. In doing so, our Senate appeared to acknowledge that major change was needed. Now, you might be forgiven for thinking, therefore, that we might see some progress towards replacing that old system in the current legislative session with a system that actually worked in the interests of students. At the start of this year's session, indeed, Representative Robson unveiled the Inspire Bill, which proposed giving every child in the state a weighted amount of funding based on their individual circumstances. Different folk might have different views as to how best to weight the amounts each student gets. But everyone ought to be able to agree on the basic principle of funding students rather than pouring money into the system. Indeed, the House overwhelmingly backed Inspire with majority support on both sides of the aisle. Indeed, according to Magnolia Tribune, Democrat support for Inspire increased with every vote in the House. The governor also came out very strongly in favour. I don't think it's totally fair to say that the Senate is against Inspire. It's just that some in the Senate have used various procedural manoeuvres to in effect kill it off. Why? It can't be about the amount of money. Most school districts in Mississippi would be better off under Inspire. There'd be significantly more money. Jackson Public Schools, for example, would receive something like $20 million more under the Inspire scheme. Some have said that they oppose Inspire because it doesn't have what they call an objective formula for base student cost. Opposing a funding formula because it's insufficiently formulaic seems to me to be scraping around for a reason to be against something. Some, I suspect, really oppose Inspire because it wasn't their idea in the first place. If that's the case, then how sad for our state, and frankly, how sad for their leadership, if that is the case. Now, there's a slight chance that we might see real change after all. The House has given school funding reform another lifeline by inserting the old Inspire bill into a Senate bill. It's possible that the Senate might yet come to its senses and approve it. Failing that, I hope Governor Tate Reeves and Speaker Jason White work together to play hardball, perhaps even extending the session or holding a special session. If they did that, I think conservatives, real conservatives across this state, would rally behind them. Mississippi deserves better than what we've seen so far this session.